Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about why the act of acknowledging people is often more impactful than whatever reward we may give with that acknowledgement. From the feedback I received, a story I shared in an Advantage letter seemed to resonate with a few folks. In that letter, I shared the story about a recent dinner I had with my younger son. The dinner itself was far from what you would consider a typical victory celebration, but it reminded me of the power of simple praise and acknowledgement. Now, my son's basketball team's year-end tournament was in a town a full 4 hours from home. But because of a late event the night before, we weren't able to leave until 5 a.m. the morning of the games. I drove. He slept. Yes, it's good to be him. They won their early game, and that put them playing at 6:30 p.m. that evening in a gym another 30 or so miles away. It made for a long day. I told him that I was daydreaming of a nice dinner and a pillow after the final game that night. Well, the long day turned out to be worth it, as my son had his best game of the season. He led his team to a win over a squad they had never beaten before. On an obvious adrenaline high after the game, my son asked if we could stay and watch another game with his friends. Well, after that game, he found more friends to talk with, and honestly, there was no dragging him from the gym as long as people kept talking about his game. Truth is, I really couldn't blame him. When we finally did make it back to the town we were staying, it was 11:20 p.m., My nice dinner options were slim. After several drives by closed restaurants, I was happy to see the lights on at a Popeye's Chicken. The young woman in the drive-up window told me they were just minutes from closing, but she could sell me whatever food they had left. Well, that was pretty funny. I chuckled as I learned we could get 6 assorted pieces of chicken, 1 order of fries, and 1 biscuit. Okay, deal. Sold. Back at our room, we discovered that we had no plates or napkins, so my nice dinner that night was eating Popeye's chicken around midnight off of Kleenex tissues on a coffee table. I joke with my son that he was to blame for having the game of the year and then basking in the glory. I kidded, "Well, enjoy your victory dinner, champ. You can have our 1 biscuit for your MVP trophy. Bask in the glory of a Popeye's biscuit." When we got home the next day, my wife asked him about the tournament. She expected to hear, basketball stories. I had texted her the details, and she knew he had a great couple of days. She wanted to hear what was the most memorable part of the weekend. Again, expecting to hear basketball stories. He thought for a second and said, eating a celebration Popeye's dinner in the hotel. And Dad gave me the biscuit as an MVP trophy. That was the best. Now, the funny and cool thing was that he meant it. I stood there for a moment and reflected on how many times over the years I've suggested to managers that the act of acknowledging someone, even in what we consider minor or even silly ways, can often have as big an impact on them as actual prizes or rewards. A few years back, I was surprised to find that several former employees of mine still had the U rocks I had given them. It was, a rock with the letter U printed on it. I jokingly gave them out to top performers during manager meetings. The prize was intentionally funny, but those that received one knew that there was serious work and results that went into getting those funny awards. And no, I don't believe that things like silly awards are a substitute for competitive compensation packages. But I also don't believe that compensation alone will keep our most talented people around and as engaged as they could be. A quote from the business author Tom Peters hits the nail on the head. He said, "Celebrate what you want to see more of." Unfortunately, in today's time-pressed and short-staffed world, we too often just assume that our employees and team members know that we appreciate their hard work. We should never take that for granted. Simple, timely, and yes, even sometimes silly acknowledgement can have a bigger impact on their morale than you might think. Who are you going to acknowledge this week, with or without a biscuit? Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.